This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan officials say the Taliban detonated a vehicle-borne bomb near the Afghan spy agency's office in the central eastern Ghazni city. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that the attack killed 12 people, including civilians, and injured over 50 others. Mohammed Khalid Wardak, the provincial police chief, also told VOA that a large number of those wounded were students heading to schools when the attack occurred. A Taliban spokesman, while claiming responsibility for the bombing, said the powerful blast destroyed an important facility of the National Directorate of Security, inflicting heavy casualties. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says for the first time he can report substantive progress on all four issues key to a peaceful agreement to end the country's 17-year war. Zalmay Khalilzad says Saturday's talks broadened to include a timetable for both intra-Afghan negotiations as well as a ceasefire. The talks resume on Tuesday. The parents of Otto Warmbier have filed a claim for a seized North Korean cargo ship in a bid to collect a multi-million dollar judgment in the American college student's death. Attorneys for the Warmbier said in a court filing Wednesday that they have a right to the assets after North Korea failed to respond to their wrongful death claim. The Warmbiers say their son was tortured after being convicted of trying to steal a propaganda poster and imprisoned for months in North Korea. He died days after being returned to the United States in a vegetative state. That was in 2017. A U.S. judge then ordered North Korea to pay more than $500 million in the Warmbiers' wrongful death lawsuit. North Korea has denied mistreating Warmbier in the first place. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Emergency workers in Ridgecrest, California, continue to assess damage after a second major earthquake struck the desert community Friday night. No deaths or major injuries have been reported from it or Thursday's earthquake, but VOA's Michael Sullivan reports Friday's 7.1 magnitude tremor caused additional damage and left residents shaken.
Friday's quake was felt across Southern California and into neighboring Nevada. Again, food flew off the shelves of supermarkets. At a Ridgecrest liquor store, where bottles lay smashed on the floor, the owner's son, Victor Abdul Latif, said Friday's quake lasted longer than Thursday's.
But also concluded with a very, very strong jolt that felt like it was going to, knock the whole place down.
Seismologists say Friday's shaker was 10 times more powerful than Thursday's, which measured magnitude 6.4. In the desert town of Ridgecrest, residents were cleaning up as emergency workers continue assessing the damage. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Authorities detained dozens of people in Kazakhstan's two largest cities as protesters staged the latest in a series of rallies against the newly elected president, Kasym Zomart Tokayev. Demonstrators marching in the capital Saturday were confronted by uniformed and plainclothes police officers and were forcibly dragged to nearby police buses. Media reports say over 100 people were taken into custody. There's been new violence in Syria's western Idlib province. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including 7 children, were killed in what it called a horrific massacre. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charges the air assault was carried out by Syrian warplanes and helicopters. The United States will consult next week with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the situation with Iran. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has granted the U.S. request for a meeting slated for this coming Wednesday. This week, the agency's inspectors confirmed Iran had surpassed the limit for stockpiling low-enriched uranium. And Tehran says it will continue to do so, hoping to force an easing of economic sanctions reimposed after the U.S. pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Tensions have been on the rise and are escalating over a new incident in which authorities in Gibraltar detained a supertanker suspected of violating the embargo against shipping Iranian oil to Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ah, hip. hip-hop. All the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.